Motivation Mastermind. Make money, making a difference.
Welcome to Make Money, Making a Difference. This is Sherry Prindle, and today I have someone who's very successful, very interesting, and very eager to get out there and really make money making a difference. This is Ryan Raven of Team Ryan Raven. Welcome, Ryan.
Good afternoon, Sherry. Thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So tell us, what is Team Ryan Raven?
Team Ryan Raven essentially is a unique opportunity for young men specifically looking to further their career path. If you're an aspiring leader, a sales professional, or if you're involved with the social fraternity especially, I have a very intense but yet fun program that is not your typical life coaching that is saturating the market right now. And that's pretty much the heart and soul of what Team Ryan Raven is all about.
So you said two things that intrigued me. One, you said that it was intense, and two, you said that it was not quite like those other generic life coaching programs out there. Can you elaborate on both of those?
Absolutely. It's intense from the fact that my clients will be held and are held positively accountable, meaning this isn't one of those programs that I have unfortunately experienced myself, where as a client you pay a large upfront fee and you basically are in charge of engaging yourself. As a coach, I will be updating almost daily and certainly weekly as to what's going on as far as progressing through someone's goals and where they're at in the program. So it is what I call positive accountability. Sometimes accountability has a negative connotation to it, but if, as a part of a team, we're on the same path, accountability can be a very positive thing as benchmarks along the way to achieving numerous goals.
So that already sounds very different from a lot of the programs that are out there. Are there a couple of other things that you'd love to get into that tell us about how your program's a little different?
Absolutely. Especially my program is catered for young men who may not have a current or past support system, such as alumni sponsors, official sales training from their company, mentors of any kind, parental figures, or even family. And what this program is not is traditional life coaching. It's much more than that. That's where the fun comes into play, because I'm going to be with you step by step of the way, whether that's in person here in the Dallas Metro or even the Kansas City metropolitan areas, if it's nationwide, if we're on FaceTime. There's got to be an element of fun to make it worth your while to where, as a protege, you're looking forward to our engagements, you're looking forward to our appointments, absolutely. Other programs that I've experienced myself, they charge a one-time upfront or progressive fee, and it can be complicated the way they do it out. Coach Raven, as myself, charges a simple program fee with options customized to the client's choice, and you're going to know what you're going to be paying for right up front. So there's no confusion, and it's all good. Also, with Coach Raven, I have a limited number of clients at any one time for premium customized service for everybody that's involved. So I limit that based on numerous reasons. One, because I also maintain a professional career to keep up to speed on real-world practices, not just teaching concepts and theory. So my bandwidth of time is limited as well, so it's very important that I utilize it wisely with my handful of clients. I was created in my program to expand on my passions of myself, to generate growth and enrichment for its developing members. That's what I get a kick out of. I like seeing other people succeed. Some people ask me, you know, why am I doing this, right? So I simply respond, I'm already doing this day in and day out with my professional career, and I do it on a volunteer basis with my own fraternity back at Pittsburgh State. And really, I have some boundaries I have to work within with those aspects. So now, with the development of launching Team Ryan Raven Associates, I'm essentially taking my own coaching advice and really creating something that I can call my own while harnessing my passion to see some others achieve what they've only imagined. And yes, I've created a business format where I'm no longer on a volunteer basis, if you will. So I'm basically making an income what I used to be doing for free, just to be completely transparent. Absolutely.
Well, and that's what it's all about for me, is make money making a difference. And really, that's also about practicing what you preach for your clients, is, you know, you've got to be out there earning what you're worth. And that's exactly what you're doing. I love that. So who is Ryan Raven, the guy? Like, I look at your website, teamryanraven.com, and I see that you are in a fraternity, and you're one of the guys, and you go out there, and, you know, you enjoy your life. I mean, you're serious, and you're hardworking. But just tell me a little bit about the fun side of Ryan Raven.
Well, sure. I mean, there's no use in working so hard if you can't play hard, right? So my mantra that I look at every day when I'm getting ready for work is play like a pirate, but yet work like a captain, right? So you can't have one without the other. Typically, if you're playing hard all the time, you're not getting success, and vice versa. So yes, I was very fortunate to be able to go to college at Pittsburgh State University. Life-changing experience, joining my own social fraternity. I'm an only child, and obviously was one growing up, so getting into a social scene immediately with 50 quote-unquote brothers from day one on the college scene really set the tone. It helped break me out of my shell, gave me confidence. I learned how to speak publicly. Some say very well, but I'm always critical of myself, so I learned that skill set. And it's a social fraternity, and the friendships of college men are lasting ones. And those friendships continue to this day. Some people were in my wedding, and then obviously they are indirectly a part of Team Ryan Raven. I tap into those resources constantly for my own personal growth, development, and my client and my future clients will be able to indirectly tap into those as well, because I'm not going to have all the answers, but I've probably interacted with someone who's got to give us a good head start and give us those answers. So there's no use working so hard if you can't play a little bit and have some fun. Absolutely.
Very good. So as much as you'd like, tell us a little bit about your professional background. I know we've just heard about your personal background.
Yeah, I appreciate you asking, Sarah. Sure, I'd be happy to talk about that just a little bit. I actually started out working in high school at a job that doesn't exist anymore, which is more and more common as far as jobs disappearing as technology advances. So that's a very humbling idea that one of my first jobs doesn't exist as I start to get older and get some gray hairs here and there. But I started carrying out groceries when I was 16 years old in a tie in Southwest Kansas, where it was very, very hot in the middle of summer. Also started my own business as an entrepreneur as a teenager. Good old-fashioned lawn mowing, and that helped pay those two jobs. Worked very hard and saved quite a bit of money to stash away for some of the social parts of college. So very educational from even before I got to the college avenue. During college, did several corporate internships. Very humbling again. Very educational, kind of a glimpse of what the real-world environment was going to be. Actually did repeat internships with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Very proud of that because they instilled a lot of great work ethic in me that I still utilize today. After college, I actually traveled throughout the Midwest as a consultant for the grocery industry, during which time I also obtained my master's degree when I was out on the road traveling because I was kind of got bored at night and I was in the hotels and wanted something else to do besides get into trouble. So that's kind of where I got my master's degree from. Upon earning my master's degree in marketing, I actually went to an advertising agency in downtown Kansas City with a focus in direct response and lead generation for the career school industry. Very educational, no pun intended there, but learned a lot about cut my teeth, if you will, in the professional realm. I was then tapped to launch several offices from A to Z for Sales Focus Incorporated, both in Johnson County. We were an outsourced sales solution for anybody from a mom and pop shop to a Fortune 500 company. We launched sales programs in 30 days, and that was also a great experience for me to launch several things from the ground up, have that entrepreneurial spirit, but also work with major clients across the globe. And then for the past 6 years, I've been vertically and horizontally progressing my career path with one of the world's largest home furnishing stores, where I'm the luxury and builder appliance managing coach in one of the hottest markets in America, right here in the greater DFW here in Texas.
So now that I hear that your background has so much to do with sales and marketing, which are very different, I get that one of your target audiences is people in sales because you can be a part of their success team. But I also know that you have some really interesting insight on how even as an individual in the workplace and just working in corporate America or in the public sector, that branding is still an important part, marketing is still an important part of what we do as individuals in promoting ourselves and our careers. Could you give us some tips there in that area?
Sure, absolutely. When it comes to sales in general, there are more sales training programs out there than you can look on Google. You'll find 500, but sales training, and you're going to get epiphany of them. Benefit of Team Ryan Raven is I've taken quite a few of those, whether those would be corporately sponsored through my own business that I'm at, whether those be on my own dime, something like Franklin Covey or Sandler Sales, just to name a few that are part of my programs that I reference and I've taken apart myself. The benefit of working with me and Team Ryan Raven is, as a protege, you get the highlights of each one of those programs that I've found to be most successful and basically saving the client a lot of time and certainly a lot of money to really kind of target what their profession is, whether that be of something in blue collar, more white collar, door-to-door, retail, whatever the case may be. And when it comes to branding is here. It's here to stay. If you want to be recognized, there's a few tips I'll give later on in this interview as far as how to set yourself apart in the recruitment process to versus the good old-fashioned resume. There's a way to brand yourself to immediately separate a candidate from day one. But when it comes to having your own logo or things of that nature, you need to be recognized as a symbol. That symbol needs to stand for something and to have a good reputation that precedes you in the market.
But you were saying that it's your opinion that things like resumes, some of the things that we take for granted as a part of what we need in order to promote ourselves professionally and get ahead, as you have gotten ahead as a young man, that some of those things are going by the way of newspapers and that there might be some innovative ways to promote yourself even in the job market.
Absolutely, Sherry. I'm glad you brought that up as we spoke earlier. I equivocate resumes just like newspapers as we approach the year 2020. Newspapers, as we all know, they are a dying breed. They're going away. There's numerous newspapers that have gone out of business. I witnessed it myself when I was at the advertising firm. You know, budgets are going from print to online media for obvious reasons. Newspapers will never be extinct entirely. There's always going to have some type of print out there, but they're going away and they're becoming irrelevant. And I'm in the workforce when I'm recruiting, whether that's 30 people at a time, whether that's for an assembly line type job, whether that's for one specific skill set with one person, the traditional one page or even portfolio of paper resumes, it's kind of like the newspaper. It's becoming less and less relevant. It's probably never going to be extinct, but there's ways to separate yourself. And what I mean by that is the easiest way, and I'll give a little teaser here for some of my clients who are on the border as far as joining my team or not, buyyourname.com, such as if you were to type in right now, go to ryanraven.com, you're not going to get a blank website that says malfunction not found or URL not available or a sales pitch from a domain host. You're going to be taken to my LinkedIn page. And granted, recruiters are going to ask for your resumes. You're going to submit resumes to Monster. That's the traditional channel. But if you want to get a leg up real quick with the decision maker or the HR firm, say, yeah, sure, I'll be happy to get you my paper resume. It's going to be a little bit before I get that to you. But hey, if you just check out, you know, ryanraven.com, you can get a little bit of insight as to what you're going to see. And then we can talk about my resume a little bit more in detail.
How fun. Very nice. Very, like, it sounds like the progression from the paper to, like, the monster.com online portfolio to why follow their restrictions? Why not package yourself and showcase yourself in the unique way that you can showcase yourself? And that creativity, that interesting little piece of creativity, that's always so appreciated in the job market. So that's one of your target audiences, is you help people be successful in finding jobs, successful in being promoted, successful in making sales. And then also you just create that support team for people socially in building their confidence and their knowledge base. This sounds so ideal for a young man. So how do I know I'm a good fit for Team Ryan Raven?
Sure. First things first, we set up there's basic information and what I call due diligence. That's a phrase I use quite a bit. That's part of my coaching as well. And by no means, what I'm not going to do is take a simple online inquiry and say, hey, here's your invoice and then you start tomorrow. We're going to take a little bit of time to get to know each other. We're going to have a 30-minute free consultation that we'll make an appointment for. And then if we're still interested in working together and partnering up, then I send the client or sales leader or fraternity a simple 50 question questionnaire. That might sound like a lot, but it's really not. It usually takes under an hour. And if you know that person is willing to answer a few questions transparently and discover if they're coachable, and then we can take the next step. But if that's that 1 hour might seem like a lot, but that's kind of a commitment for both my clients and myself to let's test the waters a little bit. Let's see if we can work together. If you're coachable, if I'm a good fit for you, because I'm not going to be a good fit for everybody. That's one of the reasons why I do limit the number of clients I work with. I want to be able to help people that I can help. So that's one of the reasons I target the demographics that I do target. I'm not going to help somebody who I've never been in their shoes before. So when you work with me, you know, we ask ourselves all the time, if I only knew then what I know now, right? So that's kind of what my target market is. If I can help somebody who is similar to me in one way, shape, or form under my three major categories, I'm very confident that I can be a valued resource for them, as well as my network of associates and partners and networkings throughout the country that I can help them out. So by no means are we going to put the pedal to the metal from day one. We're going to take our time, and then once we decide to work together, then it's full steam ahead. But there's a little bit of due diligence in there for sure on both parties.
So I love the whole idea of a 50 question, but you don't call it an intake form, but this whole idea of the due diligence, because I know reading Malcolm Gladwell's book, Outliers, he talked about a test that was done where they sat a bunch of people down and had them take a math aptitude test. But before the mathematics test started, they were given this extensive survey, and most people gave up on filling out the survey and just moved on to the test. But they found there was a one-to-one correlation between the people that finished the actual survey and how well they did in math, proving thus that success in math had less to do with math aptitude and more to do with the willingness to be diligent and stick to something. So do you have a theory about some of that when you talk about due diligence and you talk about checking back? Like, what is your philosophy on this idea of discipline and success and diligence?
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan through both concept and practice of testing before you make a complete commitment. Now, however, once that commitment is made, it's full, like I said, it's full steam ahead. So it's almost similar to being, you know, like the engagement before you get married. That's kind of an equivocation, right? So if I give someone 50 questions and say, look, I'm going to charge you a very small fee for an hour of your time, and it's probably going to take me over an hour to process all of your answers and kind of get an idea of who you are, that is just one small test before we commit that we're going to work together for 99 days for a larger fee that's beneficial for both of us, because we're both going to get something out of this as we go along. So ultimately, taking action with confidence is what I want to get out of my clients. So I want zero hesitation when they put me on retainer or I travel out to see them and they're paying for some of my fees and the basic fees that I have, as well as some of the customizable fees as far as, you know, unlimited text messaging and things of that nature. I want there to be a little fear. There's always going to be a little bit of hesitation when you meet somebody, but I want little or no fear, a high degree of confidence. And once we decide to push that button, we're going to move full steam ahead and never look back and regret. That's my mantra of doing some due diligence.
So how do we get in touch with you? What platforms would you like us to come and find you on?
Absolutely. I have several means of social media. The website is www.teamryanraven.com. Very simple, straightforward. Team Ryan Raven is also on Facebook. It is a private group, so I will have to grant you access to see some of the updates and get some of the communications going on with that. I'm also on LinkedIn at Team Ryan Raven. That's another private group that I'll get to grant you access to for free at no charge once we have an initial conversation. Also on Instagram, simply Team Ryan Raven. And you might notice I'm not on Twitter, and that there's a reason for that. And that's kind of a little teaser. I would love to explain to some of the millennials and fraternity chapters as to why not only I don't use Twitter personally or professionally, but why they probably shouldn't either. And I'd love to have that conversation.
Very nice. So as we really, this went really by really fast, as we finish up our conversation today, is there anything else that you'd really like people to know about you or your target audience to know in general? What's the final thought?
Sure, absolutely. I'd like to talk a little bit about my three programs real quick as we wrap up here today. For the first is an individual protege. It is called the Glorious Man Program, and to find out more about that, we'll be working one-on-one together, and it basically helps you accomplish your goals with positive accountability and lessons learned from the past, so you don't have to make the same mistakes that myself and gentlemen like you have made before. The second program is for individual sales professionals as well as leaders of professional sales teams. There's kind of one and the same, but there's differences, but they're very similar when it comes to the sales arena, and that is the Master of Sales program. Happy to talk about that a little bit more with any potential clients or leaders offline. And then one of my personal favorites is fraternity, both as a fraternity leader on executive board or president. A lot of fraternities don't have alumni boards. If they do, they're very disconjointed and not involved, so I can basically be on retainer for a fraternity chapter anywhere in the nation or for a national organization, and it's called Hungry for Success and Thirsty for Fun, and you can draw what conclusions you can from that name, because it's you know, in a social fraternity, it is all about fun, and that especially at that time in your life, and that's just kind of a preview of Team Ryan Raven.
Well, thank you so much. I'm absolutely happy to be a part of the Team Ryan Raven history of all the different courses that you've taken, and I'm so eager to see what innovations you're able to help young men bring in the modern marketplace. Because I feel like, just like you said about the resume, kind of moving away from that and into maybe an online presence, I feel like there are so many things right now in corporate America that are just on the verge of really changing completely. And someone like you, who is so eager and vital and knowledgeable, who's maintaining a professional career and at the same time taking on a finite number of protégés, you can actually usher in some of the changes that are going to be happening. And I feel like our future is in good hands.
Well, I appreciate that mode of support, Sherry. I really do. And that's another thing that with a team Ryan Raven that differentiates us from some of my like competitors. And by no means do I want to put myself in the same breath as like a Tony Robbins, because that's kind of who I'm trying to be in the grand scheme of this. I'd love to have my name as nationally recognized as him. But the thing that, you know, I have a guaranteed number of sessions. You're not going to be charged an outrageously hourly rate like a psychologist or a lawyer. However, there are some psychological and legal aspects to several of my programs, and depending on the client's needs, you're not going to be charged silly commission fees that are typical of brokers when it comes to financial advice or things of that nature. But you'll get some financial advice from me, depending on where we take your coaching over the next 99 days. There's a guaranteed number of sessions, there's a guaranteed number of time, and then we'll make our decisions as we go along. There's options for the clients as far as unlimited texting, Facebook, phone calls, FaceTime. There's numerous modes of methodology to get a hold of me at the client's convenience. And then there we go. We're off and running.
All right. That's teamryanraven.com. Thank you so much for spending this time with us, Ryan.
Great, Sherry. Appreciate it. Have a great one.
Take the baby steps toward big success, and you can make money making a difference. For more information, visit Sherry at motivationalmastermind.com. And join us next week for more with Sherry Prindle.
On Amazing Women of Power Talk 24/7, positive programming on the Raven International Network.